For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras. The musicians of the Fort Worth Symphony are working under a new contract today. And as I report, they voted to reject management's final contract offer on Friday night. Starting today, Fort Worth Symphony members are working under new terms. The contract that musicians turned down, and that management imposed anyway, cuts their wages by 8.5%. The vote came early Friday evening, but did not disrupt the performance that followed at Bass Performance Hall. After voting to reject the contract, Symphony member William Clay said his fellow musicians want management to return to the bargaining table.
Our research shows that their finances are strong. There is no debt. They have money to operate well into the future. And the big problem that we have with it is there is no plan for growth in the future. As we can see by the cuts we took in 2010 as well, cutting musicians' salaries does not result in viability or sustainability.
Symphony managers did not comment after the vote. The two sides have been negotiating since June. Management has said the musicians' requests for a raise are unreasonable, and they could eventually force the symphony out of business. Clay doesn't see it that way.
We consider ourselves a world-class orchestra, and that's a term that's been thrown around a lot by our management, and that this is a world-class institution. We're very concerned that what the direction they're going threatens to turn it into a world-class institution with no orchestra or no musicians.
Many of the symphony patrons heading into Friday night's show had music on their minds, not a potential strike. Mike Lackey has had season tickets for a decade.
We'd obviously be disappointed that we'd miss any shows, but I'm opposed to strikes in general, but I'm sympathetic with the orchestra, and I would hope that the board would have enough common sense to deal fairly with the orchestra and give them what they deserve and what they earn.
The musicians voted earlier last week to authorize a strike, but have not set a deadline or a strike date. For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras.